Sharp sends it left point. Keith back to Sharp. High slot to Taves. Top of the right circle to Kane. Bottom of the right circle. Cuts in front. Fires. They score! It's Andrew Shaw! The puck bounced up into the air.
I think he headbutted it. Hang on.
Shaw headbutted the puck into the duck net.
All right, that's my favorite goal ever.
Of all time.
And it didn't even count.
The best hockey goal of all time, and it doesn't count.
It was so cool.
The man who headed the puck is going to be with us in just a little bit. The man who was correcting John Weideman. Not correcting, that's too strong of a word. The man who was pointing out that the referees have no joy in life and had to rule that thing dead is Troy Murray. And he joins us now on the broadcast. Hi, Troy.
How you doing?
Well,
thanks for having me on the show.
Oh, absolutely. Thanks for being here. So we get to hang out for the next 2 hours. I don't know if you were you told here that you're going to be here with us for 2 hours?
Just found out.
Yeah. No, I kind of figured.
No, I'm just kidding.
We get this man a drink. Might need a drink in the next 2 hours. But we get to hang out, and it's Andrew Shaw, Scott Darling, Andrew Desjardins, and Chris Versteeg going to hang out with us as well. So we get to talk some serious hockey with you. The summer for you, how has this, have you been able to cool down some? Have you had your day with the cup yet? When is Troy Murray's day with the cup?
Well, first of all, I mean, what an amazing run this team has had here. And again, this year, 3 cups in 6 years, the Blackhawks, and a lot of teams don't do it. The Blackhawks take care of all the personnel that they have within the organization. And for the broadcasters, we're very fortunate. We split a day with one of the other broadcasters. We don't get a full day. That's for the players and the management and everybody else. But they're very kind in offering us an opportunity to spend half a day with the cup, 4 hours or whatever. And it's a special thing. And I think one of the best traditions in the game of hockey is being able to spend a day with the Stanley Cup, the way it travels around the world. I believe right after this weekend, it's heading over. Teuvo Teravainen has it Monday or Tuesday. I think Kimmo Tiininen has it. The Stanley Cup travels all over the world, and to even to spend 4 hours with it is pretty incredible. As far as me and the summer, I've only golfed one time, and I'm not really sure because I'm not working right now, but I should have more time than I do. And after the parade was done, I mean, that for the players, it's their opportunity to celebrate what they've done. You know, for the broadcasters, it's great to be a part of it. But I also appreciate it that it's the players' cup, and they should enjoy it, and certainly they do.
Andrew Shaw is here with us.
Here comes Mutt.
He's put up. He's pretending to be John Weideman, I guess.
That Andrew Shaw plays bad goalie, doesn't he?
Does anybody know what he's talking about?
Andrew Shaw joining the show.
It's a staple in the interview.
You need to explain that for those who are not following.
For the uninitiated, Andrew.
So, Troy, what was it, my rookie year? You started to mention that? Maybe?
Probably. Just talking about...
Yeah, so I like to go to the net, be a net presence. Shot from the point, you know, misses everything. Goalie doesn't see it, goes in. Troy mentioned bad, you know, there's Andrew Shaw playing bad goalie. And ever since that, every time John Weideman says hi to me, he always mentions how I'm the best bad goalie there is. And I see him every day, so he says it to me every day.
It's a good thing we don't say that about Corey Crawford or Scott Darling. He's playing bad goalie. But it is an art form to be able to. And, you're not the biggest guy in the world. Back in 2010, everybody talked about Dustin Byfuglien being in front of the net. Now, here's a guy that was listed at 6'1", 250.
Listed.
We weren't allowed to go any higher than 250. But here's a big guy, takes away the sight lines, the goaltenders can't see it. How important is that in today's game? Because the way the game is played now, Andrew, you know it, it's a shot-blocking league because the way they expanded the offensive zones, you really can't cover the points now. So there's a little bit of a different structure that you have in your own end of the ice, and you leave the points open. When you leave the points open, pucks go back there, and everybody lines up to block shots and on the power play opportunities. You're not going to beat the goaltender very often without somebody in front of the net. They're just too good. They're too big. The equipment's great. But how important is it in today's game to have that net front presence and to play bad goalie?
I think it's a huge asset to have in your team. But like you said, the goalies these days are so, you know, flexible, so quick, so strong. It's tough to score a goal. So the best way to do it is, you know, get in front of them so they can't see anything.
What I mean, I'm going to just follow up here.
Please.
What are some of the things that you can say here on the air that you hear from goaltenders when you're standing in front of them?
The best thing goalie said to me was we were playing Dallas. We were on the power play, and I was standing in front, and it's what's his name?
Lettinen.
Lettinen. He looks at me and goes, "They have you standing in front of me. This is going to be easy." The best part is, next shot from the point went in. He didn't see a single thing. He got pulled out of the game because I think it was like the fourth goal we scored that game. And he was sitting on the bench, and I was like, "Oh, did you see that one, though?"
That's pretty good. That's Andrew Shaw. We are live at Blackhawks Convention. Adam Hogue, Connor McKnight, Mark Carman, and Troy Murray here as well. Andrew, we came back with the highlight with John Weideman calling the headbutt goal, which to me is my favorite goal ever, and yet it didn't even count. Going back to that, I mean, in the moment, was it just instinct? Or you just, hey, I got to get this puck in, and you're not really thinking, and then obviously you didn't sell it too well because...
I think I did a real good job of selling it. Just they have... you know, they got video review these days, and it didn't work for me for that time. But, yeah, it was more of a reaction. So, you know, the puck's coming to me, and I couldn't hit it with my stick, or it would be high-sticking, so I thought I'd just jump and use my head for that one.
It should be legal, I think. I mean, come on. You should be able to headbutt it in. What's wrong with that?
There was a huge debate after that, really. Should that count? If you want to create more offense, this isn't a distinct kicking motion. You're standing in front of the net. Why not be able to use your head? You were on more highlights after that game was over than the game-winning goal. there's a sports show with the two soccer fanatic guys. Anybody see that?
Connor?
NBC Sports. It's the two guys in jackets or something about guys wearing jackets.
Yeah, whatever it was. It's actually kind of hilarious, but you made the soccer highlights.
They started calling me Messi.
Is that what it was? Yeah.
Would you say that you have to be a little bit crazy to do what you do? I mean, you're just a little bit of something that is not normal to most people.
I mean, I'm not all there, so it helps, I guess.
Have you always been like that? Like even as a 10-year-old Andrew Shaw, were you kind of into a little mischief, perhaps?
No, I was an angel.
We got Andrew. We have a couple questions from fans that they were able to write down and head up here. Do you mind answering a couple of them? I'm sure they're very insightful, very incisive, rather.
You're gonna have to read them to me, though.
Yeah. Oh yeah, no, don't worry about that. We got that taken care of. It's why they pay us the big money.
And these are all from. Fans here in the audience. This is from Peter Casper, who's from Wilmette. Where is Peter here? Over here in the front row. Okay.
Young Peter, look at him.
And he's wondering, what's your best advice for a youth hockey player?
Best advice? Probably, just enjoy yourself. You know, every moment you're on the ice, just make sure you're having fun. I always, I realized over the years I play my best hockey when I'm having a good time and, you know, enjoying myself, you know, spending time with my friends on the ice. So, that's probably my number one advice.
That's good advice.
That's good advice.
It's a real thing. I mean, people start to, you know, we say it all the time in the broadcast, people, you know, grip their sticks a little tighter when things aren't going well, and that's it really just feeds into, you know, poor hockey.
For sure. I mean, that's what I mean. You got to be relaxed, enjoy yourself, have fun, and, I mean, always work hard. You know, if you're working hard, things are going to go your way.
We got another one. This one from Ella Gaworski. This one, where's Ella? Sitting over here somewhere. There she is. What was, now this one, you may have to, there's probably a number of qualifiers for this. What was one of the funniest pranks this season?
This season? It was definitely what I did to Jonathan Toews. So me and him get in battles on the road sometimes just for fun. He ordered room service to my room. It was like a $200 bill. I already ate, so I didn't want any of it. But they charged my room anyways. So to get him back is... when he was out to dinner the next road trip, I went down to the front desk, pretended I was Jonathan Toews. I got a room key to his room. I went up in there. I poured, I opened up all of his candy from his mini bar. I poured peanuts in his bed. I took the little hose that fills up the back of the toilet, and I pointed it out, so when he flushed, it sprayed him with water. And then I cranked the AC to, you know, as hot as it would go, and he said when he got back to his room, he was just sweating.
You're my hero.
That's pretty elaborate.
It really is.
Oh, yeah, don't mess with me.
Now, Patrick Sharp was one of the pranksters on the team. Who's going to fill that role now?
I'll give it a shot.
You're going to take over the league?
I like
you got
I
the
like,
best hair now.
Yeah. Now that he's gone.
Now that he's gone.
Mr. Batman himself.
Is it nice to come back to a convention like this and see everybody that you knew on the team and then kind of introduce yourself to some new faces as well? I mean, that has to be a kind of a highlight of the summer for you.
Oh, for sure. I mean, you know, the season, everything happens so fast after you win a cup. You know, it kind of flies by. It's all a blur. And then, you know, you don't really get to sit down and talk to the guys too much after you win. So, you know, it was nice to see him this weekend, you know, catch up. You know, it's been a few weeks since we've seen each other, so... And we have some fun this weekend, and it's great to come back and spend this weekend with you guys as well.
How long does it take for your body to actually feel like you're back to base one, so to speak? Or does that ever happen?
I don't know. I feel like crap every day. But in a good way.
All right, we'll take a quick break here and come back with more with Andrew Shaw. I got a couple more questions here from the audience at the Blackhawks convention. I have to sneak this in real quick. Wish you were handy around the house. Learn how to tackle those DIY projects with some help from local home experts. You can do it with Weekend Workbench Sunday mornings at 11 on WGN TV. More with Andrew Shaw after a quick timeout here on 720 WGN.
Here's Salming in his own end.
Welcome back to The Beat here on 720 WGN. That highlight was, I believe, Pat Foley calling a Troy Murray goal from back in the day. A game winner, as I heard. What's the highlight coming back, Troy?
I didn't have my headset on. I missed it.
We were making hand signs. Oh, that we'll play
I
it again.
I score one
you.
Big goal in my career, and I missed it.
This was it. We're going to play it the entire rest of the way through. It'll be the only rejoin in and out of commercial break. Sitting down here at the Continental Ballroom at the Blackhawks Convention of Connor McKnight. He's Adam Hogan, Troy Murray, of course. Mark Carman is here. Andrew Shaw of the Blackhawks here with us as well. Chance for some of the gathered faithful to ask some questions. Adam, I know you've got a couple of things we need to ask Andrew Shaw. People we need to know.
Yeah,
inquiring minds.
This is from Julie Vetter from Gurnee. Is she here out here in the audience somewhere?
I'm right here.
Julie.
Okay. She apparently shares a birthday with you, Andrew, which is Monday.
We're the same age too, right?
And she's wondering how you're planning on celebrating your birthday.
I fly out tomorrow night to go home, so I'm going to spend it with my friends and family, probably on the boat, you know, enjoy the weather and have a few beers.
You got the
you got it.
You got the pontoon set up.
Thank you.
Yeah, you got the pontoon set
I
up.
Do.
That's
I,
the way to do it.
I got it 2 weeks ago.
Oh,
so
really?
I've used it every day since I got it. It's,
do
it's
you
a great
a
way to spend
pontoon boat or a bass boat?
Pontoon.
Pontoon.
30-footer.
Woo! They're not like the old, you know, like the old dad's pontoon. These are pretty cool. They
very
fly
cool.
too, don't they?
Oh yeah, I got a 225 on the back of it, so it hums pretty good.
Oh yeah.
It's not a bad. I mean, I was skiing behind it, wakeboarding behind it, so it's got some juice to it.
How's your talents there on the old little water skiing? Can you do an in and you know the whole thing? I mean, I feel like you'd probably be pretty talented.
I could slalom, you know, one ski.
Wow.
Wakeboard. I can't do any cool tricks, but it's still fun just to, you know, coast around behind the boat.
Well, true story, I was water skiing last night for the first time in 2 years, and I'm struggling to hold this microphone up right now. Just from
I know, I didn't work out since you know, before playoffs, so I woke up the next day and I was pretty sore myself.
Yeah. When do you get back into the grind of things? I mean, is that something that you'll change from last year's postseason run? I mean, it's a similar length, obviously not the same results, but I wonder if you've, you know, kind of moved that around some.
It's different every year depending how far you go. I mean, our summer's so short, so I try to you know, take some time off. I'm going to start training again probably this coming week. You know, get back into things, and you know, I won't probably hit the ice until August, but
sure.
You know, you gotta let the body heal up. It is exhausting. We played what 105 games or something last year, so it was a long, tough year. So
what would you say on average at the end of a long playoff run like you guys had, the average weight loss for a player?
I think I lost 10 pounds last year from start of the season to the end of the season.
Yeah, I would say that it's a 10-pound loss. And if you look at the other teams, if you didn't make the playoffs, you've been out since the beginning of April. They've already been heavy into their training and everything. You look at a guy like Duncan Keith and Andrew Shaw, it's very difficult for them to start putting on the weight to start training. And now all of a sudden, in I think they said it was 82 days between the first preseason game and the last regular season, mm-hmm. the playoff game.
Not much time.
I mean, now you look at it, and there's never an easy game for you guys because you're the target. You guys are the Stanley Cup champions. How hard is it for you guys to recover this quickly and then grind out another long season and hope that you have another long run in the postseason?
I mean, it's tough, but we seem to be doing a pretty good job at it the last 6 years, so I think we just got to stick to it.
Well, Andrew, I know you got to be somewhere. We will send you off to that other place in the Blackhawks convention. Thanks so much for stopping by. Appreciate it. And remember, you can always put some weight back on while you're on the pontoon boat. Plenty of things you can do in calisthenics there. Enjoy yourself. Thanks for stopping by.
Thanks, guys.